AI security isn't just about killer robots. The biggest concern? Securing AI-powered teams against evolving threats. In Module 1.2, we're navigating the challenges of protecting these augmented teams. Consider it learning the ground rules for a completely new digital battle space. Ready to get started? AI adoption dramatically changes cybersecurity. It's not just adding features, it broadens the attack surface. Think about existing vulnerabilities. OWASP Top 10 for web apps, APIs, even new LLM-specific risks. These are all amplified when AI is involved. Understanding CWEs, the common weakness enumerations, becomes critical to mitigate those risks effectively. The OWASP Top 10 is your go-to for understanding web application security risks. Broken access control, now the number one threat, involves unauthorized access to sensitive data or features. Cryptographic failures, still critical, emphasize strong encryption and key management. Injection flaws remain a persistent challenge for developers. These vulnerabilities are important to address. The OWASP Top 10 isn't a fixed checklist. It reflects today's evolving web security risks. Take identification and authentication failures. It's more than just weak passwords. We're also talking about missing multi-factor authentication and session management gaps. Then consider software and data integrity failures. A compromised CI/CD pipeline introduces significant risk. Understanding these vulnerabilities is critical for developers. APIs have become the connective tissue of modern applications. This shift introduces a fundamentally different attack surface compared to traditional web apps. The OWASP API security. Top 10 highlights the most critical risks to consider. For example, broken object-level authorization, or BOLA, is a major concern. This is where attackers gain access to data they shouldn't have. API security goes way beyond just authentication and injection. Some of the biggest risks are unique to APIs. Think about unrestricted access. That can open the door for attackers to seriously disrupt business operations. And SSRF, server-side request forgery, is another attack you definitely need to defend against. Of course, we can't forget security misconfigurations. They're a classic source of vulnerabilities. A critical resource for AI teams is the OWASP Top 10 for large language model applications. It's a threat model that identifies the biggest risks. Take LLMs 01, prompt injection, for instance. Attackers can manipulate the LLM's behavior using carefully crafted inputs. Understanding these vulnerabilities is essential. LLMs with too much access introduce real agency risks. Think about a bad actor gaining control. The potential damage is enormous. Even system prompts, the LLM's secret sauce, are vulnerable. Leakage can expose API keys, critical business logic, and core security measures. Finally, there are vector database weaknesses. Understanding these vulnerabilities is key to securing AI systems. Prompt injection. It's like hacking an LLM's brain. A vulnerability where carefully crafted inputs change the model's behavior. Direct injection is pretty straightforward. You're crafting prompts that explicitly bypass the rules. Indirect injection? Much more subtle. It's all about manipulating the model in less obvious ways. To understand web application security, connect the OWASP Top 10 to the software weaknesses that cause them. That's where the CWE Top 25 helps. Think of CWE as the why behind OWASP's what. For instance, out-of-bounds writes, or CWE 787, can lead to crashes, data corruption, even remote code execution. Similarly, cross-site scripting CWE 79 allows attackers to inject malicious scripts. Vulnerabilities often stem from a single oversight. Inadequate input validation. When we don't properly sanitize user data, we open the door to a range of problems. Think about it. Without proper checks, we're vulnerable to things like out-of-bounds reads, path traversal attacks, even cross-site request forgery or CSRF. These weaknesses can have serious consequences. Log4Shell, a real-world breach that should grab your attention. It exploited a vulnerability in the Log4j logging library using a JNDI lookup. This was a critical flaw. how critical. It scored a perfect 10 on the severity scale. That alone makes it worth studying, but what made Log4Shell truly scary was its reach. It impacted nearly every Java application on the planet. Understanding it is crucial. One vulnerability is all it takes. Think about SolarWinds. A nation-state actor compromised their build pipeline. Or MoveIt? A simple SQL injection impacted thousands of organizations and has been attributed to KL0P. And Kodikov? CI/CD credentials stolen through a compromised bash script. These breaches showed just how much damage a single flaw can cause. AI security goes way beyond standard vulnerabilities. We're facing novel threats like slop squatting. Attackers register deceptively similar AI package names, ready to exploit any system errors. It's surprisingly effective. Almost 1 in 5 recommendations could be affected. Then there are MCP server vulnerabilities, which could compromise entire AI model deployments. And don't forget prompt injection, which manipulates development tools. AI risk mitigation is really about secure development practices, not just theory. We need to treat AI systems with the same security we give any critical software. Think robust input validation and output sanitization to block prompt injection attacks. Access control is also crucial, especially for AI agents that can take actions on their own. This approach ensures safer, more reliable AI. AI's transformative power also brings new security challenges. Attackers have more options, and existing weaknesses become even riskier. Think about the OWASP Top 10. It's essential knowledge, and not just for web apps. We need to apply those principles to APIs, and especially to applications using large language models. Ignoring these crucial security risks could be devastating. I appreciate everyone listening. Hopefully, you found that helpful. I'm happy to delve into any questions you might have. What's still unclear, or what could we explore a bit further? I'm ready to clarify anything we discussed and offer additional perspective.